It's 3 days. 3 days till Christmas. And of course, Tom and Sybil, I'm sure, are enjoying their Christmas vacation. But the show must go on. I've been checking for her, and she's here now. Jackie Reed. Hey, boo.
Good morning, Skip Murphy. Happy Thursday. 2 days until Christmas.
Yeah, you're my bae, Jackie. In the building, I mean, in the structure, I should say.
In the structure, yeah.
And it is a special day because it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday. She's in the funny chair today. It's a double-seated funny chair. But, you know, Sherry ain't made it in yet for her special day.
Oh,
you're going to have the day named after you, and you ain't here to celebrate today with
us. L.A. traffic.
All right, that's what it is. But on the other side, since that funny chair's kind of tilted now, it's my man. It's actor, comedian, George Wallace in a big
and man. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Hell, I came through the L.A. traffic. I'm in Atlanta. I made it on time. I drove all the way from Atlanta. How come she can't make it on time?
You didn't have
my God. George Wallace. Love
Jackie
you.
Reed. I love you.
Love
and what? There's
you.
Absolutely nothing you can do about it. It's a great Thursday. Thanks for Thursday. I'm thankful to be here. Now I'm going to sleep.
I'm going with you.
I ain't here today.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Ooh. Well, Sherry just texted. She's right around the corner, George, so you have somebody to
say. Man,
sit
that's
on
a
that
lie everybody tell, right around the corner.
Right around
everything
the corner.
Is right around the corner. They told me Christmas was right around the corner.
Right around the corner. But it is. They were
it really is
that.
Today. Christmas is around the corner. I'm so happy to be here. We're going to have a good time.
Woo! You know, all the uppity people George hangs around, Jackie, so I know he's going to have an uppity Christmas celebration. It's all these uppity folks, man, you know, being Mr. Vegas and doing all this stuff around the country and around the world.
I've been to his Vegas show.
Wayne
amazing.
Newton, all Republicans, Sarah Palin, all of them coming over to my house.
Oh, really? All
Sarah
them.
Palin?
Wow.
I hate her. I hate her. I hate her. She saw all of that stuff was going on in Russia from her backyard and didn't tell nobody. She saw it.
She had a bird's eye view from
she
could
see
Alaska.
It. That's what she told us.
Bless her.
Oh, man. I got to give George his props, too, man. Because, George, you got a movie coming out here. What?
Oh, man, we can talk about that later. I got three big movies coming out. Three big ones.
Three big ones?
Three?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be on a big screen. Yeah.
Okay.
I love movies. I love movies. We can talk. We got a Christmas movie coming up. I saw the premiere the other night of Denzel Washington, Fences. Mm-hmm. Now, Jackie, did you see a premiere yet?
I saw Fences, yes.
Is it wonderful or what?
It is
not the
so
Broadway
good.
Production. You live in New York. I'm talking about the movie.
The movie, yes. I saw the movie directed by Denzel. Yeah.
Is it wonderful or what? Oh,
it is
my
so.
God.
Let me tell you, you have to go and see it on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. You can go day after
to.
Christmas if you
so
want to. You don't have to
good.
Go on Christmas Day, but you can go day after Christmas because it's going to be so full. But you have got to see this movie.
Excellent.
Yeah, I don't know how they count the box office for something that opens on a Sunday, but I just like to make sure that people, you know, that the numbers are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Jackie? You are so smart, I forgot it is on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. How they going to open on Sunday?
I don't know, but they're
man,
doing
I can't
it
go to church.
Wanted...
Oh, man, God going to get me. I can't go to church. I got to go. I have to go to church.
Yeah, I've seen it. I went to a screening, but I'm going to go just so my ticket can count.
Oh, on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day.
Oh, my
you
God.
Got the whole day.
Well,
you can go to the matinee
to
and
it.
Get back for dinner.
You know what's wrong with these new theaters? I live across the street. They got these recliners in the theater now.
Uh-huh.
These are ripoffs. Because if you eat something, then you go to that movie. You ain't going to see that movie. You're going to sleep.
Yeah, I go sleep.
You
and
have
you have to go back
you.
Again.
Yeah. Food or not for me, George. I'm
and you
out.
Have to go back again.
Go to the matinee.
Yeah, I'm so glad they come out real quick now on Blu-ray and DVD because I can check them then because, man, me and the movie theaters, we don't get along good.
No, Skip. Your ticket, you
is
have
that right?
to be, mm-mm.
And
you
Jackie, you know the people
the
up in New York,
the
people
theater.
Live in New York City. They saw the movie last week on 125th Street. They've been at it.
They've been
out.
At it.
It is so true.
And I ain't been to the barbershop this week. George says probably
you,
I ain't got it.
Do not do bootleg right? on this movie.
You
listen,
do need,
put the call out, George.
This movie.
Okay.
Don't bootleg.
They'll
this
listen
movie.
To you. Don't bootleg.
Okay, we'll support
Don't
our
bootleg.
Actors. Yeah.
This is true.
We'll go out and support.
No, because they're both nominated for Golden Globes. Denzel.
Viola.
And Viola. So, you know, this is a precursor to the Oscars. They could both get Oscar nods, and everybody's talking about both of them winning at
this
the Golden Globes. Wouldn't that be something?
And let me tell you, Viola was there at my screening at Paramount Studios. Viola
really?
And Michael T. Williamson.
Uh-huh.
And,
he was on the show yesterday.
It was wonderful. He was on the show yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was traveling. See, Jackie, you don't know this. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I drove all the way from L.A., and I made it. I just got here about 15 minutes ago. Now, Sherry Shepherd, she lives in L.A., and she hasn't made it to the studio yet. I went through all of the traffic. I went through Houston. I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow.
I went through... Where else on the way here? Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee?
Yeah, get your lives together.
Alabama.
What time?
Did you have a driver or did you drive yourself?
I had a driver. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We went to Alabama. Nice. You know, they got a street named after me in Montgomery, Alabama.
Do they? What is it?
George Wallace Boulevard. You think that is me, right? George Wallace Boulevard.
Yeah, George Wallace Boulevard.
Just checking. I wanted to make sure it wasn't Martin Luther King.
Yeah. But it's a white George Wallace, though, Jackie.
Oh, it's
well,
not
what a great
George
day this is, though. I'm so nice to be on with you guys, and we're talking to everybody. The people in Chicago, we're going to get to talk to them if they're up. It's cold in Chicago. We're going to talk about Detroit. Whoa, is it cold?
Is it cold, man?
Mm. Last time I was down, I had to buy a bra.
What?
hadn't been to the gym. Apparently,
apparently you haven't been to Chicago in the winter, Jackie.
I had to buy a fur-lined bra.
Oh, explain that, George.
We'll have people from Chicago call us, Detroit, all of the cold cities, and you'll say, the people in Miami, I hate y'all. It's 90 degrees in Miami.
Wow. Have you been checking Twitter, man? Your boy, Donald Trump, he's just going crazy. I think he needs to go to Twitter rehab. He does. Just crazy on Twitter.
And you know, I love Twitter, but he's the president of the United States. He's got to go to these meetings. If we can get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and come do radio, he should be able to go to those meetings. Don't you think so?
I know so.
He's an idiot. I call him a walking circus peanut because he's orange. Like you remember those circus peanut candy bar candies?
Yeah, that's what he is. Now, has Donald Trump ever showed up in the audience at one of your Vegas shows, George?
I wish he would. I wish he would. That idiot, pretty soon his lips going to meet his hair. I wish he would.
Now, George Wallace, if he showed up once he becomes president, he has that title, and he's in your audience, would you make fun of him? Would you do some jokes?
Yes, because the kind of material I do, everybody will laugh. Everybody will laugh. And I would tell him, I would talk to Donald Trump, and I said, you are so behind time. We just love you. For comedians, we love you, Mr. Trump. You're trying to build that wall, you know, and everybody knows the Mexicans are building tunnels. You just keep building the wall. Keep building the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I know you've heard about that database that he's trying to get companies to put together to build a Muslim registry. Wants companies and employees.
I'm gonna put my name on it. As a matter of fact, I hope they build a mosque next to my house. You can't get no safer than that.
You can't. You know, IBM jumped in there, man. They had over 2,000 of their employees say, no, we're not doing this. We're not signing this petition. We're not ratting out anybody that is of Mexican descent working with
IBM.
Us or any Muslims. Yeah, man, that's crazy.
What does IBM stand for? I be Mexican? I've been a Mexican? What does that stand for?
No, it does not.
Mm-hmm. I'll be a Mexican?
No.
I will if you get the holiday off. I'll be anything I need to do to get a holiday off.
Anything.
People need to leave the Mexicans alone. You know, they're the number one minority in America, and we need to respect these people, you know?
Yeah.
We used to be number one, but they're number one now.
Right.
I love Mexican. And out in California, Jackie, you haven't been out there. They got a chicken out there, the Mexican called El Pollo Loco. Oh, my God.
I knew he was talking food. When he said Mexican, I knew he was talking food right there.
Skip, have you ever had it?
Love it.
I talked about it years ago. That chicken is so good, another chicken will eat that chicken.
That's good. I love chicken. But you know what? I'm not down with, George. I'm really not down with turkey. You know, I had to suffer through Thanksgiving.
Listen to me. Could you do me a favor? Uh-huh. Could you wait? I got a whole bit on turkey. In the next hour, I'm going to tell you about the turkey.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to tell you about the turkey. How do you not like turkey?
Just dry to me. You know, it's just dry. Yeah, unless it's deep fried. You do the deep fried thing, then I'm cool with it.
Deep fried is good, too, till it gets cold. Then it's deep grease.
You ain't never lied. It is Sherry Shepherd Thursday. Checking for Sherry. She's right around the corner. George Wallace is in the funny chair. Jackie Reed's back for the vacationing Sybil Wilkes. And coming up, we've got the activist, the theorist, the writer, comedian Dick Gregory joins us on the show, too. All that and more coming up on the TJMS. Check your time. Let's get started. It's 11 past the hour. Join the morning show.